Gemara says in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Lichoshein Mavakir Es Achayla, anyone who's not Mavakir Achayla, Ein Mavakir Es Rachamim Lo Shiyuchah V'Lo Shiyamas, and he's not davening that he should live or he should die. What does this mean? So the Ran explains, he says, Gavaldik Echidosh, that the Pa'amim should tzarech Levakir Es Rachamim Lo Chayla Shiyamas. Sometimes it's appropriate to ask Rachamim that the Chayla should die. Kigon Shemitztar Achayla B'Chol Yoy Harbe, like if he has a lot of tzar, V'yev Shalosh Shiyuchah, and it's impossible to live. At that point, it's mutter, and sometimes appropriate to ask Rachamim that he should die. The kasha is, we know the Gemara says in Brachos that afilu cherev chadu menachas al tzavar shal adam al yimna atzam min arachamim. The Gemara says in Daf Yud that even if the knife is on a person's neck, don't be miyashim in arachamim. You should always daven. There's always hope. So why does Ran say that there's a point where you could give up hope and no longer daven that you should be healed? Afilu cherev chadu menachas, a person should still be able to daven. And there's a teretz that Rav Shmuel Rizovsky said. He said this b'soif yamav when he was actually very very sick. He had a terrible machla b'soif yamav. And someone came to him and mentioned this Gemara that, you know, afilu cherev chadu menachas al yimna atzam min arachamim. So there's no, you should never give up hope. And Rav Shmuel said that the lashon of the Gemara is afilu cherev chadu menachas. If it's placed on the tzaver, at that point al yimna atzam min arachamim. But it's already in the tzaver. If it's already being chaysech in the tzaver, it's already cutting the tzaver. Once the hariga begins, then at that point it's too late. And the al yimna atzam min arachamim no longer applies. And that's what the Ran is talking about over here. The Ran is talking about a matzav where it's already beyond munachas. It's already in the tzaver at that point. Then we don't sell Yimna Atzim and Rachamim, and at that point it'll be Mutter to daven that he should die. But it is brought down B'Shem Shmuel Zalman. Shmuel Zalman supposedly was chelik on this when he heard what Shmuel said, and he said that it's not true, and the words of the Gemara of Yimna Atzim and Rachamim are true all the time, even if it's Mamish in the Tzavah. There's never a time, as long as a person is alive, a person should never give up hope in Yimna Atzim and Rachamim. And he was chelik on Shmuel, how he is Miyash of the Ran over here, I don't know, but that's what he wanted to say. And I saw brought down in the Chubas Man Haggis from Rosh Shrimbach Shlita, he says in Chilik Beis and Pei Beis, that he said that he heard about Rav Shmuel Rizovsky B'Soif Yamav when he was sick, that people asked him what should they daven for, when, you know, at that point when, you know, it was already very, very shver and very painful, what should they daven for? And Rav Shmuel said that you should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mafred him in a Yisurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should separate him from in a Yisurim. So that's a vague lashon, it could be understood of one of two ways, either that the Yisurim should become separate from him, or he should be separated from the Yisurim. Either he should have refuah, or chalila, then he should die, and then he no longer would have the Yisurim that way. So you daven a vague lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do whatever is the hatay v'ainav, he knows what's best for a person, and that is how he felt it should be done, based upon the Ran over here.